It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or...
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Eat, Sleep, List, your home for list making right here on the network at BICBP-radio.com. My name is Matt Johnson, your gracious host, and the band is still together. We thought we were going to be down a guy this week. We're glad he's here. He saved the day. I felt like there was like a baseball term I wanted to say, but I'm not really a baseball guy.
I was called in at the end of the game to close it out. The closer?
The closer, yes. That's what I meant. That's easy word. Didn't remember it.
I let you guys struggle on that one for a little bit. I could have jumped in right away, but I wanted to see if you were going to get it right first.
Rude. There is Mr. Daniel Torres. Dan, good to see you, pal.
Good to see you guys. I'm happy to be back with us all again this week. I look forward to our weekly meetups, and we got the fourth here, of course.
We do.
Just observing for the day for now.
He might have something to say. Yes, little Bennett is here, and of course, Mr. Brian Finch, our closer. What's up, pal?
Oh, not much. Just looking forward to my favorite time of year, March Madness, which always coincides with St. Patrick's Day, which then coincides with our list of the day.
That is correct. Yeah, I didn't even have to specifically say St. Patrick's Day was coming up. I just said, let's do a list of green things. And that is what we are doing today. But first, I want to give everybody a chance to plug their what they got going on. Dan has still got one more weekend at doing theater. If you want to plug your show, sorry to catch you off guard while you get your mouth stuffed with chips.
I'm trying to snack and podcast at the same time and be polite, but it's not working out too well for me. One more weekend of Our Lady of 121st Street over at Road Less Traveled on Main Street in Buffalo. Thursday through Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're at 7:30. Sunday's at 2 o'clock this weekend and next weekend. What's today's date? We got the 12th today, so 13th starts tomorrow's run, and then the 20th will start next week's run. Great show. A lot of swearing, a lot of stuff you don't want to bring your grandmother to, which is why the grandmothers have been so shocked leaving our show that will attend theater and are not used to it. But we got that going on. Doing something that'll be up for next week that I'm very excited for. And look for the T3 podcast coming very, very soon. We should be recording either this week or next week as far as our first one.
Very good. Awesome. Brian is a busy bee. Crafting and drafting has hit like a new level, so to speak. You're going all in on the YouTube, and we got some great help with the TikTok. Why don't you plug what's going on there?
Yeah, thanks to the one and only Matt Johnson and my good friend Nate, who's handling the TikTok. Our YouTube channel is getting many, many new viewers every single week. We seem to be adding several at a time. The shorts have been fantastic that Matt has been putting together, and we got big plans. There's going to be some playlists probably put together here in a short time. And I think we've got a new avenue of being creative that is really got the boys fired up, re-engaged. Not that they were checked out, but all of a sudden everybody just got this really big creative kick in them, and it's been fantastic. And I am forever grateful to my outstanding crew that I have on Crafting and Drafting.
It is a good group of guys, happy to be a part of it. And of course, I've been plugging for several weeks that Eat Sleep List is on YouTube. It's like a multiverse variation of this show. It's a lot of monologuing and still some listing. It's a lot of fun, two lists a week. I take a lot of pride in it, so please subscribe. And also, I have a new little project coming out very shortly. We're going to start recording it next Saturday, which is Saturday evening, before I usually record my Eat, Sleep, List stuff. So I'll keep you guys in the know on that. But It is, yes, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day today, just a couple days ahead of time, and we're going to make a list of our 10 favorite things that are green, whether it's real or whether it's fictional. So there's a lot of different, there's a lot of fun avenues we can go. Let's celebrate the color green. You boys ready to make a list?
Sure am.
All right. Let's start off with Brian. Your number 10 favorite thing that's green.
The closer is going first.
I just keep messing up.
It's totally.
I love it.
It was clicked in my head. I'm like, okay, call me out. I'm actually the starter. Many things to pick from, especially when you add in the old tap into the non-real things. But let's kick it off with something real, and we'll start off someplace dark. And we're going to start off with Trinitite. Trinitite is the green substance that was created when they did the first atomic bomb detonation out there on the Trinity site for the Manhattan Project. They created these weird glassy green rocks from the detonation, and because it was called the Trinity site, they named the stuff Trinitite. And I actually know a guy whose grandfather was in the army, and he was part of the what if the bomb doesn't blow up team. And he was, him and a few other Army Corps guys would have to go out and figure out what happened with the bomb and properly dismantle it so it didn't accidentally go off while no one was expecting it. So, and he got a piece of Trinitite that he brought back with him, and he donated it to a museum. I don't know if in Buffalo, but either way, Trinitite, look it up. It's cool stuff.
That's very cool. Great choice, and I like how you preluded it with the I'm going dark right out of the gate. Very on brand. On Brian brand, but very cool. I never even heard of this material before, so that's really cool.
Ooh, I'm looking at it right now.
Is it pretty?
That's a nice color.
It is pretty. Yeah. Kind of looks like emerald, like glass, like works, like,
I'm trying to find the best one to send into our group chat right now.
Yeah, but Trinitite. But it's a fun word to say, too. Does little bee get to roam around?
I'm trying. He likes cords, and there's a lot of cords here, so I'm trying to be careful. But he's not happy staying in one place, so we're gonna figure this out. You may see me get up and move around a lot.
It's a really good one, and you know, bull in a china shop technique for Bennett is always a really good.
Dude, I haven't had a dog in like 3 months, and he keeps finding like dog food. It's crazy. Like I thought we vacuumed all this stuff up, and he's still finding it. So amazing. Very good. Dan, your number 10 favorite green thing.
My number 10 favorite green thing. I should start off by saying green is my favorite color. So there are a lot of really, really good things that I associate with green. But I'm going to go very general here to start. And I'm going to start with any green colored or flavored candies at all. I was really trying to think of if there was a particular brand of like candy that had a green flavor that was just too sweet or too sour or I couldn't stand. And you know what? There's not one at all. Like if there's any go-to ones for me in candies, it's always the green ones that I'm going to in the top three. There's not really too many bad flavors. The closest one I thought is maybe Jolly Ranchers, because the green apple one isn't amazing, right? It's good, but it's not amazing. Like there are way better flavors of it out there. But there's not a bad one necessarily. Grape, hit or miss every once in a while. Orange, usually the not good one. I always eat it first because they feel neglected by the end for the most part. Lemon, people are 50-50 on. I feel like everybody unanimously likes green. So any green of any candy is my number 10, as general as that may be.
No, that's a great choice. Green candy. I'm trying to think. I used to like the I think it was the Blow Pops that were green. Mm-hmm. That was probably my favorite one. And I can attest there's a lot of different green candies, hard candies that I thoroughly enjoy. So
There was two good ones with the blow pops that were green, because they had the green apple ones and they had a watermelon one that was really good.
Ooh, I think I was more of a green apple guy.
Yeah, yeah, both hit really good.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. On to my number 10. This one is actually the mascot colors of a school that I coached at. I've talked a lot about my time coaching at Lewiston Porter High School. They were the Lancers. Their colors were green and white. I always thought it was cool because the year prior I was coaching at my high school alma mater, which is Niagara Falls, whose colors are blue and yellow. And when I decided to leave to Lewport, somebody made the analogy that blue plus yellow equals green. So I always thought it was cool. Very proud of my one season there, and I got to coach a state champion in wrestling. Well, his quest to becoming a state champion in wrestling, and very, very proud of that season. My first paycheck coaching, which was incredible, and an experience I'll never forget. So number 10, Lewport High School, Lewiston Porter High School, and the Lancers, their school colors.
Yeah, you're someone I know. Oh, sorry. Go ahead,
no,
Brian.
No, I was just going to say that I love green and white teams as long as they're not playing my team, like Michigan State often plays Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. And that had to be special for you, too. And you're one of those coaches I know that wasn't there for the paycheck. You were just there because you loved it more than anything.
100%.
Yeah, and that's a great way to lead your list off.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Brian, number 9.
Number 9, I'll just follow along with Dan. It's not any green candy, but I will say Sour Apple Jolly Ranchers are awesome, and I love them. And whenever the kids get them in Halloween or whatever, they could care less, so I get first dibs on those. So, and Sour Apple, sometimes Sour Apple's, mostly it's green, but I think sometimes maybe you get like a red one, a random red colored sour apple, something or other. So my number 9.
Very good.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm a big, you're fine. I'm a big candy junkie. So that's always a good way to my heart is putting one on your list like that.
Happy to do it.
All right. Daniel-san.
Let me see here. My number 9, let's keep with the general in this one, and I'm just going to go with grass and leaves in general. A well-kept lawn is so satisfying. A grove of trees that's very full and very green during the summer is very, very visually satisfying. With leaves, I definitely prefer the fall. I do love the colors in the fall way more, but there's something about the seasons that it goes through. And the green, especially around springtime, is such a refreshing color to see because, you know, the snow's melting, the sun's coming out, so the leaves are blooming again. It's just a beautiful thing to witness and to be a part of. It's one of the reasons I love this planet so much. So number 9 is leaves and grass simultaneously.
I'm actually going to follow you up on that for my number 9. I have
cool.
I have fresh cut grass specifically, but there is like there's just such a dreary thing like wintertime when the leaves fall off and all these trees are bare. It's just not visibly nice, but man, when those flowers start to bloom, the grass starts going from yellow and brown to alive with green again. It just feels good in your soul. Like if you can't find happiness in that, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, what will. So I'm going to piggyback off that. I'll just say earth. Earthy,
yeah.
Being alive colors is my number 9.
That's a good way to encompass that. I like that description of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's something about the smell of fresh cut grass
too. Oh, it's so great. It's like invigorating. You get like a sort of a high in a sense, not like a traditional high, but there's like a euphoria that comes. Jesus, kid. There's a bit of a euphoria that comes with when you smell fresh cut grass. Like, this is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Great choice.
Thank you. All right, on to our top 8. Our number 8s.
Kind of match you guys, but I'll be very more specific about where this grass is. athletic fields, a baseball field. I'm putting these all together because or else I would have like four or five things that all listed together. But a football field, a baseball field, soccer fields, more importantly, golf. I love watching. And this weekend we have the Players Championship. So the majors tour like is officially kicking off now with the Players Championship. Shout out to Tiger Woods, you ruptured his Achilles, by the way.
Isn't that crazy? I was just gonna bring that up. Poor guy.
Brutal. He just can't catch a break.
Damn, dude. And anybody who says that anybody who says that golf is not strenuous on your body, like use that as an example. Like he's had so many injuries, all like golf and swing bait. You use so much of your body for that.
Yeah. And he struggled to walk already. So, but yeah, with golf now and like golf season coming upon us and watching it on TV is one of my favorite. It's literally one of my, when I first get a TV, the new TV, the one of the first things I want to put on is golf's just to like tune up the TV to like the settings I want, because it's just like a perfect presentation and it's all that green grass.
Yeah, I agree, especially a baseball field for me.
And the way they cut the lines in,
oh, the cross, like, yeah, yeah, it looks, yeah. I now that you've mentioned the golf thing,
all over is like, oh god, I love it.
I like how you mentioned the golf part. Now I want to go play Wii Golf when I get home.
Ooh.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
I used to play Wii Golf, and I was terrible.
It's all on the wrist. It's all on the wrist with the Wiimote.
Oh, yeah.
People use too much arm.
Yeah, I used to whack the thing, and the thing would go like this. The power meter would woo. But it was a good time. It was a good time.
So athletic fields for me, number eight.
Great choice.
Let me see here. I'm going to put this here because it's the same as my last entry, but specific. It's a Christmas tree. There's something about the Christmas season and seeing the green of like the evergreen and the pine tree in your home, and the smell and just the sight of it, especially when it's decorated. But green is the primary color of that, of course. And it's one of my favorite times of the year. I'm lucky enough where my parents still get a real tree every year. So the genuine smell is there. And there's something about that for me. Once I get a home where I can put up a real tree and have the room for it, I absolutely will. Maybe a small one for next year. But it's just the best, and it brings a home together really, really well. So Christmas tree goes it at my number eight.
Excellent.
Great choice.
I thought about putting it on. We've always gotten like the blue spruce, so it's not like specifically green, but I like the idea of it's there. That's a fantastic choice. It is. That is Christmas, right? The color of green is basically Christmas. So you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Good choice.
Thank you.
All right. My number eight, going into the food department. I only have three food items here. I like apples, but my favorite kind of apple is the Granny Smith apple. Those red ones, nah. Like, I very rarely have good red ones. I don't think I've ever had a bad Granny Smith green apple. Like, it's just so, it's filling in a way. Like, it's so big and juicy. I used to get the red apples all the time when I was younger. That's what my parents got. But now that I'm a little bit older, if I have first choice, I'm getting Granny Smith all day, every day. So, it's just good.
Those are the best ones for baking.
Yes. Yes, they are. My mom actually uses those only for her apple pies. So for homemade apple pie. But there it is. My number eight, Granny Smith apples.
They're always huge, too.
Yeah, massive.
That's the other thing. Like, they're just always such a sizable, nice apple to be able to eat.
Yes. Yeah, that's the way apples should be. Like, sometimes you get these little red ones, and I'm like, this is nothing. This does nothing for me at all.
Yeah, I love a solid red delicious myself.
We're a Gala family.
Ooh, Gala's good. Very nice.
But all right, we are moving right on, gentlemen. On to our tops, our number seven.
Number seven, I'm going to put my first food entry here. And this is mint chocolate chip ice cream. Mm. I love a good mint chocolate chip ice cream. The color like emphasizes how minty it is. It doesn't make it more minty, but in your head as you're scooping it to your face, it's like, ooh, this is going to be real minty.
And I can see the green.
Right? Yeah. And it's not for everyone. I know it's not one of the most popular, but when it came down to listing things that are green, I realized, like, I don't know if I have a ton of things that I like that are green. I'm way more into things that are blue, pale, or things that are blue and red, go Bills, or, you know, things like that. Green conjures up some visions of Michigan State, and I go, I don't like that. But when it comes to eating things, I was like, ooh, yeah, there are a bunch of good green things. So the second food item after my candy, we're going with green colored mint ice cream, because I guess you can have mint ice cream without it being green, but it doesn't feel right.
No, it's weird. It's weird. It's like it's like when they used to do the different colored ketchups. Do you remember that back in the day?
Yeah.
They had green and purple.
Oh, those green ones were so weird. The green ketchups, that doesn't belong together.
It does not. And there, I know, like, Perry's does, like, a white vanilla ice cream that's, like, peppermint with peppermint candies in it. It's like,
yeah,
it works, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same at all. Very good. I love that entry.
Thank you, sir. You're number seven.
My number seven, I promise I don't mean this in a selfish first world way at all. I'm going to put the $20 bill at number seven. Specifically because as a kid, getting a birthday card and getting a $20 bill inside of it for me was like one of the best feelings in the entire world. And you knew, like, if it was something real special, maybe you're going to get bigger bills within it, but most of the time it was 20s, right? Because 20s are easy to send to somebody. So getting one or two 20s in the mail was like always such a fun feeling, and it went a long way when you were a kid. Like, when you were a kid, $20 felt like you could buy the entire world with that, and I miss that feeling. But just that green and looking at you know, all the detail on it always filled my heart with a lot of really, really good, lot of really good memories from my childhood. So the $20 bill is going to come in at my number seven.
I thought you were going to say it's your love of Andrew Jackson.
No, it's not necessarily my love of that very racist man, but,
big,
you know.
Big fan of that crazy SOP.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not upset Bennett with that Andrew Jackson talk anymore.
Okay, no, you're done.
Bennett's trying to tell us his trail of tears.
I love that choice. I didn't put it on my list, but money does make my day. So the other day, I came home from a long day of work, and I was pissed off because somebody dumped all their garbage in my back garbage area. They dumped a bunch of doors and actually filled up my recycling bin with a bunch of trash. And I was so mad coming home that like I was cleaning all this stuff up. It took me about an hour and a half after I came home to clean it. But while cleaning it, I found a $20 bill. So I was like, oh, this isn't so bad.
That is nice. And you know what's funny? Is in thinking about it too, it's one of the last current bills that's still green.
Yes, that is a great point.
There's not, like, people talk about, like, oh, you know, those greenbacks or this talks or whatever, like, in reference to money, but there's not much green money out there anymore, and 20s are still consistently green.
They are. I did want to add to your point about them not feeling like as big anymore. Like, I find it kind of funny that
that like $20 now feels like a dollar back in the day.
Oh man, that's really what it feels. It feels like you got a five now. Hundreds now feel like $20 did back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a world. What a crazy world.
Crazy.
But fantastic choice. Yeah, I was that would be probably my number 11 if I could have it. But all right, my number 7. I'm going to go in the ice cream department.
Hell yeah.
I didn't realize. Oh, hello. Hi. He just pulled my face. Watch this.
He said you're talking to me now.
I'm the captain now. So I'm going to talk sideways and hope this comes through okay.
Well, sounds great.
Okay. I'm going to go with pistachio. As I've gotten older, I've had a real fondness for pistachio. Love pistachio. Okay. Love pistachio ice cream. My wife makes a really good pistachio muffin, too. I got to give her a lot of props for that. But, yeah, pistachio ice cream. It's just so okay, Bennett. I'm sorry. It's just so good. It is really good. It is one of my favorite of the green things. So, the green flavoring. So, yeah, let's go with pistachio ice cream.
I love that.
Thank you.
Are you wearing a green shirt today?
No, it's blue. It's
blue.
It does look kind of green from the.
He wants your hat on. Put your hat on him.
I'm sorry.
I wish I could do at work what he's doing, where if I'm trying to say something and people are distracted with something else, just take their face and turn it back towards me. Like, no, you're focusing on me. Talk to me right now.
It was so cute. Yes, yesterday we were laying in bed and I put a teether in his mouth and he took it out of his mouth and put it right in my mouth. Like it was the cutest thing. Yeah,
it's the best when they start to become sentient, and then you're like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. He's something. He's something.
He's funny.
He's the cutest.
What are we, number 6 right now?
Yeah, we're on a number 6. Brian,
my number 6. As I get out of cute baby world, it's hard. All right, let's go with the classic book, Green Eggs and Ham.
Ooh, like yes.
The first imagery of something green that I can really remember as a kid that I was like interested in seeing in real life that didn't exist. It was like green eggs. What is it about the green eggs that I want to see? I don't want to try them, but I do want to see them. Maybe this weekend I'll make the kids green eggs and ham. For like
my mom did it for me one time. We were in the second grade, and it was the coolest thing.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It was fun. Right. I remember that. It's a very vivid memory.
Yeah, so just the white, the yolks are still yellow, and then – or does she somehow turn the yolks green?
I can't remember that specifically, but she got the – I think she got the egg white. She got the egg white.
The egg whites green. Are green?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My mom's done green eggs for Ben before. Like, I know that for a fact. I remember that from his childhood. So I can't remember, but she just used food coloring in some way, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'm going to have to try it. So, yeah, the classic Dr. Seuss, green eggs and ham.
So cool.
Yeah. My kid loves Dr. Seuss, so had to put it on the list.
Now that he's young, like I'm getting back in, there's so many books I haven't even read. Like I have favorites, but there's a lot that I never even heard of. It's insane.
Go to Five Below. They have like a good selection, cheap of young baby books and stuff, and pick up Time for Bed, Sleepy Dog, it's called. My kids love it.
Oh, yeah. I never read that one, but I heard of it. We did the Seuss experience a couple years ago in Toronto, and that was a great time. They had like all the different worlds and stuff. It was a blast.
I'm sure lots of people that are in love with green go and do that experience.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. It was very trippy.
They like a lot of different colors. there's a section at Universal that's dedicated to Dr. Seuss entirely, yes. And that was fun to walk through.
I did the Cat in the Hat ride. I adore that ride.
Yeah. Brian, is your oldest or youngest that's into Dr. Seuss?
The youngest.
Okay. Have you guys seen Seussical yet?
My niece did Seussical at Mill Middle School in Williamsville.
I was going to say, if they've seen it, they'd probably be obsessed with it. It's
Oh,
so
it's
good.
amazing. The middle school production, they were so good.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Yep.
I love that. Very good.
You're number six. Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Yep. Wow,
I'm
I'm
on track.
also gonna go food here. I have way more food than I thought I was gonna have on here, and like it's just making me even more hungry. That's why I'm munching on these freaking chips this entire episode. So I'm gonna put jalapenos here.
Oh.
I love spicy foods. As you guys know, I'm a big, big, big spice guy. And jalapenos are so good for so many reasons. And it's not just because of the spice or the heat or things. No. In culinary, you could use them in so many different things in so many different ways. You could just even use the juice a little bit just to heighten something. And it makes a huge, huge difference. It's not always about the heat. It's about the genuine flavor of it. And I really love the flavor of a jalapeno, especially when it's done right. Texas de Brazil, which I love going to on occasion, at their sides bar has like roasted jalapenos where it's the full halves. They have the seeds and stuff in it. And I'm a sucker for those every single time that I go up there. I get like two on my plate. And then I'll be choking on it because it's so hot, chugging down my water. And my wife looks at me like I'm crazy. But there's something about the way it can be used properly, and I just have an appreciation for them. So jalapenos come in at my number six.
Great choice.
Yeah, I'm not a jalapeno fan. It's something about the texture, but I used to love, they had a jalapeno pretzel at my school, and that was like the only jalapeno. Like I like it in small, like very microscopic, right? Not microscopic, but very tiny bits that enhance it. But I could never just eat a whole jalapeno slice. I could not. I could not. My wife
Oh, Dan.
does.
Yeah, Dan, I'm with you. Like, I don't know if I've ever eaten the halves of just like roasted, but like on my nachos, like I went go to a ballpark and getting nachos, I gotta have the jalapenos with it. Jalapeno poppers are literally my absolute favorite appetizer.
Oh, they're so good.
Cream cheese or cheddar cheese, what do you prefer?
Cream cheese usually.
Cream cheese.
Yeah, but it all depends. You just gotta know. You gotta know what to pair with it too. And I think that's the issue is some people try to like put stuff in whatever it is that just don't enhance it the right way. But if they find the good balance of that, it's always great. Yeah, last night I made pork chops and I had like little green chilies, like the real small, real spicy ones. And I just sliced up a couple of them so there were five or six small like this and put them right on top and just had those with it. They were spicy as hell, but they like the flavor that they added to that was, oh, it was superb.
The best. The best, the best. Very good choice.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, excellent. Sorry, he's starting to move now, so I gotta
You're fine.
bear
You're
with
on to
me.
number six if you have to get away from your mic and yell.
All right, my number six is actually my birthstone.
Ooh.
It's the emerald. It's the emerald. I remember back in like the first grade, I had a special like interest in gemstones and all sorts of that sort of thing. But the emerald has always stood out to me as this just beautiful green like rock. And I've seen emerald, all sorts of different types of emeralds over the years. Playing Sonic the Hedgehog, they had the emeralds were a big deal. And I've been to museums like natural history museums or science museums, and I've always like thought the emeralds are just gorgeous. So that's what I'm going to put here on my number six. It is a beautiful stone. Yeah, it's just always stood out. And yeah, the fact that it's connected to it's my birthday, my birthstone. It just adds to it. So that is my number six.
That's excellent choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, a really good move putting that on there. I can't remember what June's is, but it's not as fun.
I think it's something. I think it's like a white stone. Because when's your day? Yours
The
is.
10th,
You're
June
the
10th.
10th.
Mark Andrews the 15th. I think it's not like a pearl, but there's some kind of it's a white gemstone.
What fun is that? I don't want a white one.
What do you mean you don't want a white one?
I said exactly what I said.
This is America. No.
I'm done. Brian, cut that out. No, I'm getting the episode. I got to cut it out. All right. Jesus Christ. All right, moving on.
That was a joke. Everyone knows.
Top five. Yeah.
Top five.
Believe it or not, I will put a Superman thing here.
What? Oh, okay.
Oh, you're a villain.
But here's why. I like that it hurts Superman because he's so perfect. I can fly. I'm so strong. I can see women naked through walls. Yeah, all those things. I'm bulletproof, whatever. But I can't handle a green rock. And I love the reason that it exists in the lore. I'm not sure if I said this on the show before, but I love expanding people's minds and in the pop culture idea of Superman. It started off not only as a comic book, but it also turned into a radio show before there was TV. The voice actor for Superman for the radio show wanted to go on vacation. The studio was not going to let him. He said, well, too bad. I'm going on vacation. You can't stop me. Basically saying, I don't care if you fire me. Do whatever you got to do. Well, they didn't want to fire him. They wanted to keep him. They knew that it would really bother listeners, so they had to come up with a reason for Superman not to be there. Kryptonite. Superman gets sick. He has to heal or whatever and come back later. So I like that. That's how long Kryptonite has been a part of Superman's lore, and it's still a decent part of the story. I don't watch all the movies. You guys can fill me in when you watch them, but Kryptonite. And I think it's one of the first things you think of too when you think of pop culture green things.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. It's definitely up there. I thought about it, but I was like, "Ooh, I don't know." But it is pretty. It is pretty. It's thought it was badass. True. But I thought it was badass that Batman v Superman movie, and Superman had the spear with it and rammed it through. It was Doomsday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, but that's just me.
You mean General Zod that got turned into Doomsday?
Yes.
Which totally just never happened, ever?
Yeah. That doesn't make sense. And I don't even read Superman. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I fucking hated that movie.
Doomsday and Thanos look very similar in, like, makeup.
Yeah, my one friend said hated it because he goes, you don't start a Justice League trilogy with Doomsday. That's like if the Avengers fought Thanos in the first movie.
Yeah,
and it just got
real.
Worse after that.
They saw what Marvel did. They were like, what if we just pressed fast forward on this and like hit it in double time? And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Just didn't work.
Yeah, be like the Fantastic Four dropping Galactics like on top of all of us.
I mean, you know, they technically put Galactus in the second movie, but it wasn't Galactus at all.
No.
At freaking all. Very good. I love that Kryptonite's on your list. That's
I'm a troll. What can I say?
No, knowing you, that's perfect.
Brand.
Yes, exactly.
Very
let's do I'm going to go with Yoshi at my number five. Not a ton of justification needed for this one. Yoshi's a green dinosaur. He's Mario's friend. We just had Mario Day pass a couple days ago, so I felt the need to include him on this list as well. But he's also one of my mains in Super Smash Brothers, which a lot of people ignore Yoshi in Super Smash Brothers and think he's trash. But you just got to know how to do use him the right way. And if you do, you can really frustrate people, and it's kind of fun to do. So I absolutely love Yoshi. He's iconic for so many reasons, and he comes in at my number five.
Great. Everyone loves Yoshi. Except for when you're playing Super Mario World and you just use him like he's like a car. You don't
and just it. Yeah, throw them off the cliffs so you could jump higher, and yeah.
Yeah, the ultimate betrayal.
It is.
It is. That's a great choice. I didn't even think about that one.
No, I didn't even come close.
All right. My number five. This is my only jersey choice. I'm going to put here the Eagles Kelly Green jerseys. They're my top 10 favorite football uniforms of all time. There are a lot of great green uniforms. I wanted to include something from the Celtics, but the Eagles one, even though I try to pass it off like I hate football right now, I'm still a football guy at heart. So Eagles Kelly Green is my number five. I think that was their best uniform. It was refreshing when they changed it to the dark ones, but it's still like I love when they pull out those throwbacks. So that is my number five.
It's great.
I love the pretend to hate it comment. I just know it's this time of the year.
This is the longest I've ever hated it for. I will admit that. But
dude, your problems are over. You got Daniel Jones.
All right, I gotta go.
I'm sorry. I had to get one in.
Pat McAfee, I guess, called him Indiana Jones. So that's his nick. That's his nickname now.
Okay, already way cooler than him being in New York.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to have to start embracing this.
He's going heel on us.
Yeah, he is. I love it.
Well, where are we on the...
We are number four.
Number four. We're flying through.
I will put my last food entry here. And I'm just going to put them all together because I honestly don't think there's one that you guys could list that I don't enjoy. Vegetables. I love green vegetables. Green vegetables are my favorite. People like fruit. And like Matt brought up like a sour apple. And I could eat one. And I would enjoy it, I guess. But I like Brussels sprouts, like roasted in a pan. I love a good salad. Spinach. My sister gave me a bunch of fresh spinach for my birthday. I need to use that up. Asparagus. Yeah, like the list, like I literally have not met a green vegetable that I do not enjoy. A zucchini, cucumber, so good. Green vegetables are the best, dude.
I like zucchini bread. It is the only zucchini I like, but I respect this choice.
So good. You know what's underrated too?
Like soaked in something first. Then bread.
You do that or like lemon with it is always really good.
Sure.
I always love that. Brussels sprouts are also really underrated.
A little bit of chili powder.
Oh, yeah.
Toss them in a pan.
Air fryer? You ever air fry them?
I have not, but that makes a lot of sense.
You should air fry them at some point.
Okay.
Throw some good spice on them and air fry them. You'll love yourself.
I got to toss them in olive oil first, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Done. Doing that this weekend.
Hell yeah.
No, it's cabbage weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Ooh, I do like cabbage. I do like cabbage. It's got to be made just right, though. I've had some bad cabbage, and I've had some very good cabbage. So,
corned beef and cabbage, only way to eat cabbage.
Very true.
I got to find a sandwich joint and do that.
Yep.
Very good.
Number four for you, Dan.
My number four, I'm going to go with, it gets really hard because I feel like a lot of these are interchangeable at the top. But I'm going to go with guacamole at number four. I love good guac. Guac in chips, guac in tacos, like anything like that that you could pair guacamole with is so freaking good. Any good taco joint like Deep South that has it, I'm always trying to take advantage of those different things. And also, I got to shout out my wife. She makes some of the best guacamole I've ever had in my entire life. I actually have to have her make it soon. One of my core memories from our dating relationship was when we both worked at Panera together. There wouldn't be things that got stolen from our store per se, but certain ingredients definitely went missing. At points, and we would use them to make guacamole every once in a while at home, and it was just delicious. It's fine. Panera's a big company; they're not missing any of that stuff. I absolutely adore a good guacamole, and it's a love language if you could make it the right way. So that comes in at number four.
I love that. I won't tell your former employer, don't worry.
No, I mean, it's not recorded or anything, so you don't have to worry about that. It's not somewhere forever. They knew things were going missing and they didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, their cold brew concentrate went missing every once in a while too. But, you know, we won't talk about that. That's not a greed thing.
Very good.
All right. Bennett's finding stuff to eat. We're rocking and rolling here. Okay. No, you can't eat the plastic. Jesus, kid. My number four.
It's like having a puppy.
It's crazy. Yeah, we're both going through the same thing, Bri.
We are.
It was funny. You're like, I gotta take the dog outside. I'm trying to get her to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm just trying to get Bennett settled. It's wild. Right? It is my number four, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. My number four, I'm going to go into the world of fiction in movies, and I'm going to pick one of my favorite fictional weapons. It is the Time Stone from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It is my favorite stone. I love the concept of time, love the idea of controlling time, being able to stop, fast forward, slow down. Really liked the movie Click until it got all sad. Because time stuff, but the green time stone is probably there's like two good rocks in those films that I would take, the purple power stone and the green time stone, but the time stone is number one in my heart, so that is my number four.
I love that. I wasn't sure when you started off with weapons where we were going.
It kind of is a weapon. It's kind of a pretty rock, you know. It's magical.
You can definitely use it as a weapon.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, for damn sure. Very good. I love that.
Thank you, guys. Well, thank you.
My number three will just piggyback kind of on yours, and I'll stay in the Marvel Universe, and I'll take Hulk. Who doesn't love Hulk and what he represents? And for specifically for this, I actually won't be in the Marvel Universe. Shout out Lou Ferrigno. And that green color Hulk, because that green color Hulk was like limey green, like it was the weirdest green of all.
Such a weird
green. It was very bright. It was very bright.
Yeah. So that's the green I'm thinking of when I take this, when I make my pick of Hulk.
Okay. My brother met him at Comic-Con last year. He was very excited. Being a workout dude and getting to shake his hand, like Frigno's still just a massive, massive man.
Oh yeah, I imagine Mark Angelo's hands just like disappeared.
It legit. I mean, Mark Angelo's a big kid, always an adult, but it was he looked like nothing compared to Lou. If Lou wanted to eat him, there was nothing I could do. He could have just ate him. No,
I love one of my favorite. Like random sitcom things is the fact that he's their neighbor in King of Queens.
Yes.
Like that's just, but it's such a New York thing too. Like that's like in New York, it's very much like that where like certain celebrities are just living in your neighborhood because that's how it is. And him just popping up in episodes was always awesome for me.
That was a nice touch. It's just how gentle he was. Like, he's always got some kind of motivational, like nice message. Not that he was ever a bad guy, but it was just funny. This big hulking dude is, like, the most normal one out of everybody else on that show.
Oh, my God. The best.
Very good.
Thank you. Love that. Let's go with... I'm going to go with watermelon for my number three. And it's not inherently green, but, like... You're able to tell a good watermelon by the brightness of the green and the hue of the green. And it's one of the big signs of summer for me. I love watermelon. My mom's a big watermelon person. It's just one of the best as far as fruits go. And when it's when you could take advantage of it seasonally, you absolutely have to. But just the green of the melon itself, and I know the pink complements it or whatever, but you see green when you look at the outside. So it's one of my favorite things ever. It's how I know summer is here and in the air. Watermelon comes in my number three.
Hey, who watermelon. Doesn't like an who doesn't like some good melons, you know?
good ripe melon is high on the list of summer enjoyment for my kids. I know that.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun. Just cutting them up. It's great. It is really good.
It's one of it's like a feeling you could only get in summertime, getting like a really, really good one. So it's yeah. just there's an extra nostalgia that comes with it because of that.
Sure.
I definitely agree with that. There's definitely seasonal foods, and that is one of them. Mm. All right. My number three. This is my last fictional one. My last two are based in the real world. I'm going to take the green lightsaber. I don't really have a preference as to which one. Luke Skywalker's is pretty cool because the handle is basically a model of Obi-Wan's. Obi-Wan's episode 4, basically post Revenge of the Sith one, but I always like the aesthetic of the green lightsaber, and I believe it's usually masters, typically more so masters have it. I think there's a special reasoning behind the kyber crystal turning green, but it is a cool aesthetic. The first lightsaber toy I ever had as a kid was Luke's, the nice light up one, so that always has a special place in my heart. So number three, the green lightsaber.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's what it. When you say lightsaber, that's what I draw. That's what I think of. That's what a lightsaber is to me.
Yes.
Very good choice, dude. All right. Number two.
Yeah,
number two. Let's go back to the world of Dr. Seuss and think a little Christmassy here and put the Grinch.
Yes.
I love the Grinch. My kids love the Grinch. I love the book. I love the original cartoon. I love parts of the Jim Carrey one. There's so many. Exactly, Bennett. Very annoying when they sing. I don't like all the added songs. I'm not a fan. I don't like the loves. No, that song rules. I'm saying like, where are you, Chris?
Oh, that brings
me come
tears.
On. Come on, Faith
Oh, come
Hill.
On, nothing. That song's
Let's
stupid.
Let's go. Come
that
on.
That's stupid. I don't like... the whole love story part. That part's lame. I need a love story. It's the Grinch. Anywho.
But Christine Baranski.
She is
a Buffalo legend.
if she invented like poison, Brian would be like, oh yeah, that's hot.
Wait, was she at the Trinity site? Did you push the button? Moving on to being more positive about Grinch, complaining. The new cartoon, the Illumination version of it is fantastic with Benjamin Cumberbatch as the voice of Grinch. Which, if you go back and listen to the old cartoons with Grinch in it, like when he interacts with Dr. Cat in the Hat, I forget what the whole episode or movie is about, but they interact. His voice is very similar to that old school Grinch. Not the Boris Karloff original cartoon Grinch of the narrating, but if you go back and listen to like Grinch speaks in these cartoons, like Cumberbatch is like perfect. Yeah. I said Grinch a bunch, right?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
All right, he's great. Yeah.
That's a great choice. I like it. You guys included Christmas in here, within the tree, and then with the Grinch. So, great choices.
Thank you. I feel like it makes sense now too because it's green is one of the primary Christmas colors, and I didn't even think of that going into this, but it is associated with St. Patrick's Day and with Christmas, so it makes sense that there's an entry of that kind of thing. So my number two is going to be the orbs from Spyro 2. Super satisfying video game element for me. These were the side collectibles. You were supposed to collect talismans at first within the first two worlds. And then for the third world, you got to the final door and the professor was all of a sudden they were like, oh, you need like 40 orbs to open this door. And if you weren't collecting them the entire time, you had to go back and you had to make your way through the levels, which as a kid, you're kind of you're thinking this talismans are it. And then you find this whole other layer and you're like, oh, gives me more excuse to play this game more in depth. I see. And when you're not, you know, as a kid, too, you don't know what like a collectathon game is. You don't know that that's the aim is just to collect as much as you can from the level. So it made for a lot of enjoyment. But orbs were so fun to find. I love the deep green of them. I'm looking for an example to find for you guys now. But it's one
I remember the jewels from the first one. They were like kind of diamond shaped. Is it something a little different?
It's a lit. Yeah, the orbs are different than the jewels. The gems are very, very satisfying in themselves, too. But yeah, there's a lot to love about the spiral elements. But I love the orbs just as much. So that comes in at my number two.
Great choice. Great choice. Yeah, I want to get the remake for that. The upgraded graphics or the remaster.
Oh, so good.
I do. Because I love the Crash Bandicoot one. But the Spiral one, I was never big. I never played a lot of Spyro as a kid. I remember I had a demo for like Crash Team Racing. There was,
yeah.
But I've always adored the Spyro character. I mean, a cute purple dragon. Like, how cool is that?
He's the best, and yeah. He's a smart ass too. And when you find out that it's like Tom Kenny, who's another childhood legend that voices him, you're like, oh, okay. So this is there's some legs to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me see.
All right.
Yeah, I just sent that one into the chat, too.
Thank you. My number two is going to be my favorite shampoo. It smells the best. The bottle is green. And it's very fitting for the season. I'm going to go Irish Spring.
Very nice. Champ.
It is delicious. Like it. I would just bathe in a bathtub of that if I could. Like, that's how good it smells. Like, Irish Spring is legit. Is just I don't even know how to describe how amazing it smells. Have you guys used it before?
Yes.
I mean it's up there in price, but it's worth it because of how amazing you smell after it.
It does smell really, really good, honestly. It's not my favorite. Like, I wouldn't buy it necessarily, but like if I've been somewhere else and showered with it, it's really good.
I go through so much. I'll use like a quarter of a bottle in one shower. That's how much I want it to smell like it. And it's really nice when you're a hairy person because you can use it as body wash too. It doubles as body wash.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Next time I'm around you, man, I start like sniffing real loud. Just don't pay any attention, okay?
I got to go to Walmart after this. I'm about to buy me a bottle.
God, so good.
Oh, God, that's funny. Very fun. Number ones?
We are on to number one, yes, sir. Kick us off.
Let the record show that I have not lost track of what number we're on yet for this episode.
You have not. You did great.
Yes. All right, never doing that again. I'm going to match one earlier from Dan, and it's actually the first one that did make it onto my list, and it is my favorite green thing. I love Christmas trees.
Yeah,
Christmas trees, the smell is amazing, obviously, but anything green, like if you come over to my house and you're driving or coming up my driveway and you see my Christmas lights, like recently put permanent ones up and it's green and red. I don't need any other colors. Sure, you know, the colored light strings are fun, but like I need green and red, and green mostly because it's what ties me back into my heritage, being mostly German, of, you know, the Yule celebration. And they would, the whole reason that we have Christmas trees is thanks to the Germanic people and wanting to bring something that is a symbol of never dying, ever living. It's a symbol of hope in that, because you know that if you can make it out of this winter, which is very real for them back in the day, there was still life at the end of this. Once all that snow melts, just like we said about the grass earlier, once all the snow melts, the ice goes away, you got the green grass. But what you always have are those green trees.
Hell yeah. Great number one.
Great choice. Great choice, my friend. I love that for number one.
Yeah, it was the first one I thought of.
Some good Christmas elements. We were right with that.
Yep. Dan's number one.
I am a freaking pickle fanatic, and it'll always be my favorite green thing ever. I love pickles so much. There are some people that can't stand them. I am the person that is like, oh, none of you at the table are going to have your pickle spears. Pass them over. I'll eat seven of them sitting here. I absolutely freaking love the chips I've been eating all episode, just as a tease, were dill pickle potato chips.
Of course they were.
they're so freaking good. I'm one of those people that will put them on anything too. My typical order at McDonald's, especially if I'm at a budget, is I'll get hot and spicy McChickens, but I'll replace but I do them what I call high school style, where I replace the mayonnaise with mustard and I put extra pickles on it instead. And there's just like something about pickles on. There are some people that can't stand it. I grew up in a family where my side would just open a jar and like snack on them as much as possible. I'm from a family that canned them originally, and the canned ones they did were really, really good. I'm a pickle fanatic and I absolutely love them. So that comes into my number one.
I love it. And Dan will give you all the pickles. Or Dan, Matt will give you all the pickles, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I will. I felt bad. My wife made a cheeseburger pizza the other night, but she put pickles on it. And she's like, you didn't touch the cheeseburger pizza. And I go, you know I don't like pickles.
See, I would have eaten that shit up. That would have been so
She
good.
Made a regular cheese and pepperoni one too, but I just like... I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. Like, I don't want to be that guy. But
I don't blame you.
But yeah, no. I feel like every time it's crazy. Every time Dan has it, like something, I'm like, oh, I hate it. I don't mean to be that guy every single time. No, but I'm glad you enjoy pickles as much as you do.
I love pickles too. And ever since a friend of mine was bringing in pickles into work that were hot pickles, because they would put jalapeno slices in with it. I can't have plain pickles. Like, they have to be the hot kind.
Yeah.
Have you had hot pickles, Dan?
So good. They're so good.
If they're smothered in something, like if they can be disguised, like I'll ask.
Fried?
I never had. When I go to like McDonald's and Burger King, I straight up go cheese and ketchup only. And there's times where
we've talked about this. That's how Julie gets hers too.
That's why Julie's the goat. But there are times where they don't listen, and I bite into it and I get a pickle and I'm like, son of a bitch.
That's how I feel about tomatoes, my friend.
I love ketchup, but I don't like tomatoes. I fully understand that.
Slimy.
It's a texture thing. Yeah, it's a texture thing.
You don't like the slimy insides. I get you. That's why you don't like zucchini. Man, we are onto it.
Yeah, I'm having a whole expose here.
Yeah.
In my character.
If anything inside is slimy, Matt's out.
Yeah. It's a good rule of thumb when it comes to people, too.
Well, that being said.
On to my number one. Yes, yeah. Let's wrap up this wonderful list. I'm going to pick – this is the reason for the season, my friends. And Bennett's going to pick some up and put it in his mouth. Bennett, put it down. Put it down. Hey.
Get him. Throw a shoe at him.
There you go. I threw a bottle. It got his attention. I'm going to go the Shamrock Shake with this one. Hold on.
This is going to be good. I was kind of hoping that this was going to be what capped off the list. I was wondering which one of us would have Shamrocks on here.
I've never had a Shamrock Shake.
What?
I did go round and round on how I was going to try and tie in St. Patrick's Day, and then I just never did.
Shamrock shakes. They are delicious. Yeah. I like how this is like their time to shine. You can't just get them year round. Great for dietary reasons. And by dietary reasons, I mean it's like they have a lot of fiber in them or something.
I think it's the sugar that they put in. That's
it probably
that's the secret thing? That they have.
It shakes something out of you?
Oh, it Shamrock shakes the shit out of you. Literally. It's cool because, like, I don't know. It's just special. It's unique. And, like, McDonald's has a lot of special unique stuff, but just to have a shake like that. I remember when I first started, like, I never had them until I had my own money. I remember living in Rochester, and I was, like, right across the street from a McDonald's when I was living up there. And I would just walk across the street when that time of year came and just buy them. And, yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. So
very nice.
But there it is, everybody. Buddy, we're done. We're done. We're all done, I promise. But now we got to go to Target. Sorry.
Bennett, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to wrap it up. Bennett's getting cranky. We are next week, as long as Brian's on. Right, are you good to go for next Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. if we're all good to go, it'll just be myself and Brian, and Brian will have choice. If not, we may take a break. If nobody's available, we'll just take the week off. You know, because life is happening. Life is happening. And, you know, the important thing is, even though we got other stuff going on, we still always come back to this. And that's why I love doing this show with you guys. But
hell yeah, absolutely.
But all right, let us wrap it up. Make sure if you live in the Western New York area, you go and check out Dan in action with his theater. Go check out Crafting and Drafting. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Or if you want to go follow it on TikTok, please do. Nate's doing a hell of a job on there. And make sure you go check out and subscribe to Eat Sleep List on YouTube. Having a blast doing it. And yeah, it's been a joy so far. So,
and they're awesome. They're really, really good. It's been fun to watch them every day.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you. All right, we're done. That is it, everybody. On behalf of Dan, Brian, and I, till next time, do you even list? Let's see it.
It's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold.